Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we have a virgin to the show. Young Blue, welcome.
What's up? What's up?
You've been having a phenomenal year.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been a couple weeks.
All, yeah, all 2 weeks of this year has been great for you.
Yeah, for sure.
So where are you right now?
I live in Mississippi.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter.
You haven't been to the paint?
Hold back. You don't be going to the paint?
Right.
No, I'm not from here. I'm from Alabama.
Oh, no, that was a joke. The paint don't really
I don't even know what that is. I don't know.
It's a show called P-Valley that comes on Stars, but it's a strip club.
It's a strip club.
It's a strip club called The Paint.
I got to start watching more TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some of the success that you've been having because, this was an interesting topic to me because we've talked about this so many times on here, right? Your minds still. Guys really feel like that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I feel like every guy. I feel like guys and women, everybody feel like that.
Mm-hmm. You know who feel like that? Baby mamas when you still fucking them. That's who feel like that.
Nah.
When you still tapping that baby mama booty, she feel like you hers still. Okay.
Nah, baby mama, ex baby mamas don't feel like that anyways. Like,
ready to tap it or not?
They always gonna feel like that.
Bye.
Do you think you could sleep with any of your exes if you wanted to?
Yeah.
If now, anything, when's the last time you slept with one of your exes? Because you laughing a little too well.
Like it just happened.
Yeah. You said the last time.
Mm-hmm.
When we was together like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't recent.
I know your exes being your DMs though.
Nah, my ex is blocked.
Damn.
Why?
All of them?
Mm-hmm. I ain't really never had a lot of exes, though. I only had one other girlfriend.
And it was a bad breakup?
Y'all hear that keyword, other?
Right.
You said, was it a bad breakup?
Yeah.
It wasn't no bad breakup. It just got bad after, like, the big I got.
I feel like she cheated on you or something because, like, when I listen to some of your songs, you mentioned getting cheated on a lot. So, did she?
All my songs don't be about, like, my personal experience. It'd be about, like, what I feel like other people go through, too. Like, I ain't never got cheated on. Well, not to my knowledge, I ain't never got cheated on.
But you have cheated. Absolutely.
Nah. Oh, yeah.
You can hide, you can hear. Absolutely.
did you get caught?
Yeah. I'm not really sneaky like that.
That's what all guys say.
Mm-hmm. How did you get caught?
I ain't sneaky. You know, the regular, like, you know what I'm saying? Going through phone, stuff like that. Like, just, it never been like, I don't know, exposed, like a girl exposing me.
Is something on fire?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Stop, drop, and roll. Rolling, right?
This house is on fire.
They stopped. I don't know. Y'all silly.
But let's talk about the video for that song, too, because in the video, you have India Love, and she's getting married, and you stop the wedding, and she runs off with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? So that's the interesting thing, because then it made me start thinking, right, sometimes we end up with somebody that's not really the person who we want to be with, but we're just with them because we can't be with the person who we really like.
Yeah, for the video, that was the for the video, that was it. That was the message.
Well, let me ask, do you have a girlfriend now, right?
Yeah.
And you spoil her and you get her all kinds of jewelry.
Yeah, I do.
He said, who told you that?
Right.
I'll be forgetting that I've been making songs about stuff.
You like, hold up. How long has
she
been?
We kind of private, though. That's why we very private.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I just be trying to, like, just separate. Like, I feel like the industry is just so, like, consume, and I be wanting to keep like the family, like everything close to me, like out of that light, because I feel like me, I could take everything. Like me, if something said about me, I could take it. I got tough skin, you feel me? But the only way you can really get to me for real is saying something about like my family, like people that I'm close to and stuff like that. So it's like I'd rather just me be in the spotlight instead of like my whole family.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up. So what's a good thing that you think someone should do for the person that they're in a relationship with?
This Valentine's Day, like, it's probably going to be, like, a little bit more special than the other one. I just did, like, a huge deal. So I'm...
Oh, so you got more money to blow.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Yeah. Valentine's Day lit.
But she always been spoiled, though. She always been having, like...
But I got a little more to spoil it with this time. Okay, I'm doing a little extra this time, all right?
Yeah. Let's make some investments. What y'all buying, an island?
I already got investments, though. I got, like, properties and stuff like that. Like, I got, like, a lot of properties. Like, people be thinking, like, this is not my first rodeo. Like, I've been, like, had music. I've been signed and stuff before all this. Like, I've been making money, so I've been having stuff.
But you know, there's a difference between making money and then really like being like, okay, I done did the damn thing. So
yeah,
when did you make that transition from okay, I could survive off of this to I'm really prospering?
I feel like I did that in 2017 because I like I said, my first 2018 I signed my first deal. My record deal, and I was just like making a lot of money, so I started like buying property. I built a estate in Mississippi that I own and stuff like that. I got like a food truck, restaurant, tour buses, sprinters, and stuff like that. So I do like a lot of different stuff. And I was just smart with my money when I first started like getting money. I had got all my little stuff that I wanted to do out the way like very early in my career. So after that, I just started like investing my stuff. I was just like kind of burnt out on all like the cars and jewelry and shit like that, for real.
I think that's interesting. How did you know how to do all those investments? Because that's, for a lot of people, not things that they think about.
I feel like I just watched other people like mistakes, you know what I'm saying? I try to like just do better, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, when I first started getting money though, I started like just doing all the normal stuff a young dude do with money, like just spending crazy, but I just got it out of my system. Like, I ain't just keep going. Like, all the stuff I wanted back when I was, like, young, you know, playing with fancy cars and all these, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to get that, but once I got that, then I was just like, all right, I'm over it now. So I tried to get it out the way early. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you bought for, like, a girl that you were dating? Like, something nice.
Man, that's a hard question because I only had money with one girl. You know what I'm saying? She the only one, like, I was broke with like, my other relationship. So,
but the first nice thing you bought for her?
I think I bought her Rolex for, like...
Oh, that's a nice first gift.
Yeah, that is a nice gift.
Yeah, I think kind of, like, 12, 12 band back when I first got signed and stuff like that. Like,
you know, it's crazy because them broke gifts when you struggling, those do mean a lot. Like when a right. guy you know ain't really got no money, but he still will buy you something. Like I remember,
She just got mad at me because I had signed this little artist and I had bought her one of these a Cartier, and I was like, man, I'm gonna give my artist your old Rolex, you know what I'm saying? And she will not get that more to me, but like,
why would you do that?
That's sentimental.
I she still even got the first look. Earrings I bought her, like, they don't even shine for real. Like, she still
because it's the sentimental value in the gift, not, you know, what it looks
they're
like.
They're hers. How you got an Indian give the damn watch?
Look, I just bought you a way more expensive watch.
You know what? Like, but she might not want to wear that expensive ass
Cartier. Switch it up sometimes.
And it's also like, I remember this stuff. First thing he got me when he got signed, when he finally got some money.
Yeah, I got a problem with being like compassionate. Like I show love. Like, you know, people got different love languages. I show love in different ways. Like, it's hard for me like to be really like romantic.
Well, we know gifting is a love language for you because clearly you have no problem giving out gifts. Okay,
let me be. Oh yeah. I really think that is my love language. Yeah.
I love that you even know what love languages are. Like,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. man, you ever heard? My music.
He got to know about that, right?
But it's also interesting because then you also say at the same time that you don't have a lot of, like, I guess, the fact that she's so emotional about something that means something to her. And you don't, I feel like you would, out of anybody, understand that more than the average guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me because I ain't really grow up like just being in like a super loving family, like where we just show like, it was like love, that it was just tough love, like, you know what I'm saying? So they kind of like bleed it out to me. And now the only way I like show my love, like is by like stuff that I do. Cause I feel like I knew my mama loved me, but it's like, I knew she loved me by the stuff that she did. Like, you know what I'm saying? Put clothes on my back, fed me, da da da, stuff like that. But she never just used to tell me like, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like right. that. So with me, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to tell y'all, no, like the stuff that I do show you that.
Show you.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I just, yeah, so.
I'm the same way. You know, my parents never was like that growing up. They don't be like, I love you. But you're right.
Yeah. But I do tell my kids I love them all the time, though. Like,
how's that?
Because I'm just a different, like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to grow up and look different than what I did.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel my family didn't do that either. I'm trying to think of a person's family that I even know that's black for real. That they tell each other they love each other OD or something.
Nah, it's
I mean, now I feel like now that you know you miss that.
I think that in my family, as we got older, we show love and express, you know, it through words more than when we were younger. We try to show that to our kids as well. But my mom wasn't the "I love you, I'm proud of you" type either.
But I honestly think a lot of it be like financial stress. Like if you grow up, like, you know what I'm saying, not really having too much, like our parents, I feel like our parents be like so stressed out sometimes that it's hard for them to like show love. Cause when I grew up and I got money and I was able to like do different stuff for my family, then we came together more, like we was more open with each other about our feelings and stuff like that. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. When your parents, I think, are proud of you for being successful and things like that, it make it easier for them to be like, man, because then they feel like they were responsible enough. Like, I made this and look at what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm. They look at it as an accomplishment in their parenting and that whole thing. So,
yeah, for sure.
But when you ain't got nothing going on, they don't want to tell you they love you.
They don't really fuck with you.
Well, hey, they really fucked up, though.
Yeah, that's the truth. Hey,
they're like, this fucking bum, what did I do? That's awful.
It's the truth, though. Because, you know, they always be like, man, he don't do nothing. He's this. Like, family will go in on you if they feel like you're not successful or you need stuff. They'll talk shit. But when you're successful, they like,
everybody love you.
That's my baby. I always knew he was going to be something.
Yeah, everybody love you.
I'll be feeling that. I'll be feeling the fake shit now. I'll be feeling the fake shit. I'll love you through it, but I would definitely be feeling the fake shit. Family or not.
So were you raised with both your mom and your dad?
I was raised with both of them, but like my dad wasn't no deadbeat or nothing like that. No, he was just like kind of like always in another state. But he used to like I used to go and stay with him and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he was in my life though. It wasn't no like household where they stayed together.
They always say that our relationships are kind of a reflection on how our parents were, and like our relationship with our parents, it kind of dictates what kind of relationship you'll have with your girl and your kids and everything. So
true.
Yeah, I I think you overdo, like me not growing up with a mom and a dad in the household, it made me want to do that more. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like when you grow up a certain way, it make you want to overdo stuff. Like if it make you do, I feel like people have weak minds if you do the opposite of what you was raised on. Like you try to do the same thing as what you was raised on. Like if you grew up in an abusive home or and stuff like that, then you want to grow up and be that. Like, no, that's supposed to make you, like me growing up, I saw my dad, like, you know what I'm saying? I knew my dad was on drugs and stuff like that. That made me not do drugs. You feel me? Mm-hmm. My son went, what that did, you know what I'm saying? Even though he's better now, but I saw what that did and it made me like, no, I don't know that. You feel me? So
sometimes those things are like normal for you, because some people think that if you're in a relationship that's abusive, that's love. Like some people really think that that's what a relationship is. Y'all argue, you fight, you know, put hands on each other. So
that's the toxic. So I feel like every relationship get there though, like that toxic state. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't really gonna try to sing holier than thou, but I try to like limit as much as I can.
What's a good way to prevent something that's like getting toxic, like a toxic situation?
I don't even know these days, because I ain't even gonna lie. My girl, like, she the type that won't let you leave. Like you'll be getting to a heated ass argument, like you can't just walk out. Like, you know, some people can just like, man, I'm finna go take a ride. Mm-hmm. Like, she can let you go. So that get more toxic. Like,
yeah.
Can't let me leave. I can't even leave or walk away.
Sometimes it is hard too to de-escalate a situation when everybody's real passionate in the moment, mm-hmm. and you do got to take some time, because it's gonna get worse and worse, and you're like, look, just let me leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I got a big property though, so I just run out the door.
Come on, the state. I'm gonna just run around the land of this estate. Okay.
I don't think you can, babe. Imagine
your son and us, right out the door. Gonna leave. She ain't gonna leave. So
I'd be so mad if I was arguing with my man and he ran out the door.
And then the baby's there, so you can't leave or chase him or do nothing. You're just stuck. Yeah. Like,
now, does she listen to some of your songs and get mad sometimes, even though I know you said it's not always about
what?
You?
She get mad?
That's y'all number one argument? Y'all number one argument is about your music?
Yes. Like, and I be trying to explain to people, like, everything that you write about is not, like, about first-hand
experience.
You know
She's
saying?
Like, who's like, Ashley?
Man, why do you do that?
Because when I heard the song, I said, who's Ashley? Yep, so
right. You know what it is.
So who is Ashley? Let us know.
It's nobody. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You stutter the lady that made up.
Yeah, we heard you stutter.
Nah, it really ain't nobody, man. It really just be... songs, maybe music. Now, I say some songs like was inspired by her, like Unappreciated.
Mm. Damn.
No, now that's
Unappreciated.
That's really interesting.
Unappreciated really just came from us having an argument. I'm talking about literally us having an argument. I had a home studio at the house. We had an argument. I literally walked in the studio, closed the door, and recorded Unappreciated.
Damn.
And it became a hit. You know what I'm saying?
You were feeling that.
For real though, like, and I saw my baby came when, you know what I'm saying, I bought her that first Rolex, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So
I love that you talk about that song Unappreciated, because when I listen to that, and I know a lot of people feel that way, like people sometimes don't pay attention to the positive great things you're doing. They'll focus on like where you messed up.
Mm-hmm.
No one's perfect.
For real though, hey man, you hit right on the head.
so your songs are about you.
Somebody, you over here capping, look at that. And who's Ashley? And who is Ashley? You know?
I said some of them still gotta come from the heart, but some stuff you observe through other people. Like, you know, I'm a real writer, like, you know what I'm saying? So Like I really like write music. So I feel like I don't even drop music until I didn't went through enough stuff. Like I just not drop music. Like, you know what I'm saying? I go through stuff, I observe. I probably heard a friend talk about a situation with a girl, heard somebody, I probably saw something on the internet, like, oh, what's this crazy shit they going through? You know what I'm saying? And I just go in the studio with something on my mind. Or sometimes I just feel like, oh, I wanna write about something fun. Like Ashley's song, you know what I'm saying? just saying different. Cause I had a song called Tracy's Song that was real hot, like in the underground scene. And that was just like an extension to that song. So I don't even know who Tracy is. I've never even met a girl named Tracy, but the song was,
oh, come on now, stop it. You know a girl named Tracy.
No girl named Tracy. Who's Tracy Ellis Ross? I've never heard of her.
I don't know a guy named Mike.
I don't know no damn Kiana.
I really don't know, for real.
Are you good at matchmaking?
You said matchmaking?
Yeah, because I seen a video with you and Boosie, and he looked like he needed a little bit of help. So have you ever hooked anybody up and it worked?
Nope.
Damn.
No, I ain't never hooked up like Boosie. No, I can't find nobody. That man right there is that man not looking for it.
You could get somebody who also isn't looking for a real relationship too. Mm-hmm. That's a good hookup.
Yeah.
They could just have
fun. Yeah, no, I don't know nobody. Everybody I know is real sweet girls.
Right. And the guys aren't.
Hell no.
Oh, no. I wouldn't even hook nobody up my home, but I wouldn't even put nobody in that situation.
Are you a good friend? Look at you.
So what about having commitment problems, right? How hard was it for you to buckle down and say, okay, I do really want to be in a committed relationship?
Me, I'm a type of person where I got a strong conscience. So I feel like before I blow or anything, like, you know what I'm saying, I was with her. Like, she never knew I was going to blow. Like, she never knew I was going to, like, be in this point of my life. So I used to, like, be at her house, you know what I'm saying, like, working on my music, stuff like that. Just, she used to be down for me, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when I blow, like, I be feeling like I lose some blessings, like, if I just go
dirty.
Mm. Yeah, just do a dirt. So I'll be, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of, I'm a lawyer. I ain't perfect. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm a lawyer.
You know where home is.
That part.
That sound bad.
Yeah, that does sound bad.
It does? That's what guys be saying. I know where home is. All this other stuff. No.
That mean they cheating all during the day, but they come home at night.
Nah, I don't be like that, y'all.
So how proud are your parents of you now that you've been accomplishing so much these past few years? Did they anticipate all this happening for real?
My dad would be like real proud of me and stuff like that. Me and my mama, we ain't even on the best time right now, but I mean, I'm pretty sure she happy for me.
And it's COVID too. It's a tough time. We got to make sure we keep everybody close. Everybody's been going through a lot. How has the pandemic been for you?
I mean, it been great. I still been booked up like a mug. I don't even know where no pandemic at. I ain't gonna lie to you, but you know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Here in America.
That's right. Everywhere
else.
Everywhere. It's a pandemic.
In the world.
All up in here.
But I said, I'm gonna go sit my ass down somewhere though when I do this new little situation, but I'm gonna go sit down somewhere. But I was hustling. I was rap hustling. I paid $20,000 in bills every month. I gotta move around.
So,
yeah.
So what is this new situation?
It's just like I had read on my deal because I was independent, so I had outdid my deal, my original deal. So they got a re-up with me. They got a re-up. So it's just like a way, like five times bigger deal. I had two options rather to go with a major. I could have got double the money going with a major, but I took half of the money to stay independent because I like being independent.
You'll make more in the long run.
Yeah, everybody I know that's in major deals, they just be seem like they just be stressing. I don't like everybody I talk to that be in major deals, they just be complaining. I'll be like, man, I ain't lying. I can do what I want to do, man. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm tripping. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Listen, you even got a damn Drake feature without having no major label.
I did the biggest. I'm the biggest in my career I ever been when I got off the major label and went independent, started doing stuff my own way. Like, I got one of the biggest records. Like, I got, I'm doing a lot, signing big deals, all type of stuff. Like, that's independent. So why
you don't have anybody holding you back?
Yeah, you feel me? I can do what I want.
Right. I think sometimes people also see a label involved and then it feels more corporate, right? Than when it's you going really hard for yourself, than when other people are making calls like on your behalf, trying to make things happen. It was organic.
Yeah. It seemed more real. Like the whole me and Drake thing, like all happened through text messages. Like it happened like when no team involved, he was like, okay, let's put this song out. He sent the song back to me within hours. And the song dropped the next week. You know what I'm saying?
That's fire.
If I had like a team, if I had like Columbia or somebody like trying to get with their team and do all that, like it wouldn't have did. Because Drake was pushing the buttons, like telling them to push the buttons. So that's way better than like having all these labels and stuff. And then these days, it's a different era. It's a whole different era. Like you really don't need like whatever. If you get hot by yourself, whatever platform or whatever, want to get in contact with you, they'll contact. They don't care if they contacting a major label or they contacting your own team. Like, if they want you, they want me on the Today Show. Yeah, they gonna, you know what I'm saying? They gonna do it. So it's like, what's the point? So,
how did you and Lil Boosie get so tight?
Oh, I was signing to Boosie. I still got more. I'm still signing to Boosie. Like, but, yeah, we just, 2017, I had flew down to his house. He had heard my music. His brother heard my music, and he pitched me to Boosie. Boosie heard it. He wanted to fly me out. I flew out, signed. 6 months later, I had signed a joint venture deal with him in Columbia. Mm-hmm. And then we dropped. That's when we first put out the Miss It record. Then we put out the Ice on My Baby record. Mm-hmm. Then Unappreciated record just popped. And then Slide Through. It was just a whole lot of projects that I was dropping. Like, the underground scene, like, I was just... Right. On the underground scene, like just dropping hits. Like, but a lot of people knew my music, but never knew my face. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like my face wasn't that big. You know what I'm saying? But now the Drake record, you know what I'm saying?
Were you nervous to sign to an artist? Because, you know, a lot of people always they'll talk about like issues signing to another artist. And I know people get apprehensive about that. But what made you decide that was the right move?
Back then, I ain't really know too much back then for real like that. You know what I'm saying? But I always felt like it's up to the person. Like, even if, no matter who you sign to, even if you sign to a major label, like, if you don't go hard for yourself, they not finna go. They going major label interested as soon as they sign you. But, like, they just want to take credit for what you do by yourself. So even if you sign to an artist, you still have to go hard. I just knew that if I got some eyes, I knew what I could do. Like, I just trusted myself. You feel me? Like, you can't just depend on nobody, no matter if it's a major label, major artist, or something like that. You just got to still go hard for yourself. So that's what I did. Like, I ain't take no money up front, none of that. Like,
wow.
I just signed.
Were you at the cucumber party?
You know that was
yeah,
it's coming.
Way in the back.
I got to rewatch the videos. I'm going to look for you this time.
Boosie, I can't hang with Boosie, man. He getting me in trouble.
You ain't want no work with your old lady after that cucumber.
I don't know if I would want my boyfriend hanging out at a Boosie party.
Me neither.
Oh yeah, I get in trouble every time I go to Boosie.
Every time I go to Boosie, out.
Put your pussy lips on the screen, we get $1,000. You're like, oh my god.
He be trying to do that shit though. He be hating that. He be hating that I'm the person that I am. He want to have company.
Have you ever lied about where you were going and got caught? Like, I'm going to studio. And the next thing you know, it's a cucumber party.
Yeah. I can't really lie like that, though, man. She too smart. Don't really lie like that.
Because sometimes it's just easier. Sometimes I think people really lie just to protect because it's just easier. Like, you're not even doing nothing.
It's the easy out.
Yeah, like, that really be it. And that's the crazy thing. Like, sometimes it's just like, I'm probably planning on going to Boosie party, but I'm not planning to do nothing. I'm just planning to be there. But I know you're going to trip so hard that you're going to mess up my whole night. So I just feel like I just lie just to, you know what I'm saying, just to stop you from tripping or not having to argue, like, you know what I'm saying, stuff like mm-hmm. that. So sometimes people lie for good reason, but they just ain't no good way to say it. But really,
a lie is a lie.
And then you're like, I wasn't even doing nothing. Then why'd you lie?
Exactly.
That'd be the argument. But you really weren't doing nothing. That makes you want to do something. When you just get accused of, when you really ain't doing nothing.
Let me stop you here before you dig a grave for yourself.
Did you have a situation with Meek first?
Oh, no. They came after. They came like after Boosie.
So it's a management situation?
Yeah, it's a little management situation. No, I don't know.
Everybody want to fuck with you, huh?
Yeah, but everybody see, people take this stuff and be like, thank everybody in my pocket. Like, no, everybody not in my pocket. Because guess what? The Meek situation is they only get a piece of what they bring me. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
whatever. Yeah, as it should be to me. I think that's how things should be.
That's what I say. You eat what you kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel me? So, like I said, all my deals smart. All my deals favor me. Every deal that I'm in favor me. Like,
good for you.
In a big way.
You smart. Yeah.
Now, what was the first vacation you and your girl went on?
Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Why'd you do that?
Gigi has some bad Bahamas memories. That's
she got to make that clear because he's in there what the hell? I can't
say nothing about the Bahamas because they gonna get on it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That was just a little personal reaction to the Bahamas. I'm scorned.
Nah, the people. I love the people.
I love the Bahamas. Though. No, let me clear it up because
we love the Bahamas.
I can't wait to go back and visit the Bahamas. I have more Bahamian passport stamps than any other place for sure.
So you take that back.
But
they almost didn't let Gigi out of the Bahamas.
Right?
They're like, you live here, sis. We see you
on more than one occasion. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, some legal issues, but no. No, but okay, so the Bahamas, and what was that like? Because it's interesting to me, like, one way you could really tell how much you get along with somebody is how you guys gel on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I think, really, that's the only time we went out the country. I'd be scared to go out the country, though. I don't know. It'd be too
prior to COVID or since COVID?
Just prior to COVID. Like, I always just been scared to, like, just go out the country. Cause I'm so used to traveling, like how I travel, and I know across the country, like you just can't travel like that. So I just be like, it'd be too much stuff happening. I don't know. But
y'all got to make those memories though. Cause let me tell you something, it's great, like presents and all of that, ice her out and all that. But those memories that you make together when you actually go somewhere experiencing stuff together,
other cultures and different places, it's amazing.
It's different.
I'm talking to them loud.
You got on headphones.
No, but it's that boy because she gonna scrape me like I told you.
Uh huh.
Nah, listen, it's amazing. You get a big ass villa, a private pool, private beach behind you. Mm-hmm. It probably be inspirational for you. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I be seeing all stuff, type of stuff like that on Twitter, but I just don't know where they be at. Like, I don't know, like some beautiful places to just go.
We'll send you some.
We'll let you know where to go.
We'll send you guys some great places to go. We'll hook you up.
Yeah, for sure.
I bet you she already has some places in her phone.
In mine, exactly.
Yeah, she knows where she wants to go.
She stay looking at stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think
she got a whole list of stuff, you know, like cars, houses.
How do you feel?
Cars and houses.
Mm-hmm.
She got like a vision board, so to say, in her phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She getting for
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Does she know?
When does this come out?
She doesn't know? Okay, I don't know how we're going to put this out. We don't want her to find out. You know what? We're going to bleep that out. She's getting such and such.
We'll bleep it out for you.
Because this comes out like tomorrow.
Yeah, and she's going to find out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just spoiled the surprise.
Well, let me never commit a crime with you.
First 48.
All right, well, look, in addition to that, you should plan a trip. You don't got to go on it now, but you should, like, I think, and because she's been talking about it, you know, the memory.
Look at his face. He's like,
plan some.
You should.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to plan something. I like, you know what I'm saying? We just took the kids to, I know that ain't exciting for real, but we just took the kids to Disneyland.
It's always very exciting. The kids is always good. Yeah, that's always a good
memory. Yeah, but I know she wanted a little, A little vacation.
Yeah. She want to get bent over a balcony overlooking the ocean.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what she wants. In your favorite shoes. That's what she
You know wants. The kind of song you're going to write that night, okay?
Listen, now, when the waves crash as you smack that ass, okay?
Now, when it comes to listening to music, right, when you guys are getting in the mood, what do you listen to? Because we know you have that whole R&B vibe, Blue Vandross. Like, what do you listen to?
Man, that's crazy. We don't even listen to music when we. I ain't gonna lie, we didn't have kids back to back, so we ain't really had no peaceful sex.
Y'all need a vacation.
Yeah,
y'all
desperately.
Sneaky sex.
Sneaky quick.
But y'all got to be quiet real quick.
Where do y'all go to? What's your go-to spot? We don't go nowhere. We just hang out, like maybe in the closet.
Where do y'all go? In the bathroom?
You're not having sex in the closet.
In the pantry?
Who knows? It might be a big walk-in.
In the laundry room?
No. Just right in the bed.
We've been having like small babies mm-hmm. for the last like 2 years, so we didn't really like just be able to do like everything like that. So,
had they ever walked in on you guys and you had to stop real quick?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah.
Daddy, what are you doing to mommy?
Leave her alone.
Get off her, you're hurting her. She's screaming.
Nah, we just wrestling. Mommy likes to wrestle sometimes.
Now, here go. My oldest one, but my middle son, like, I go put him in his room, stuff like that. But my young son, he real, real young, so he don't even be knowing what's going on. He don't know.
He don't know what's happening yet.
Who's louder, you or her?
What? Huh? I don't say nothing.
Yeah, you do. You don't got to say nothing to make noise.
Right.
You don't got to say nothing to be loud.
You don't never do the, nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
You be having silent orgasms. That's something to add to. I don't know what I've been doing. But how loud does she be, though?
He said, I black out.
Just do one of the noises you do.
Okay.
Yeah, this is lip service.
So you don't make no noise, or you don't talk or nothing?
I mean, I talk, man. I don't know.
Come on the podcast, we'll get you $1,000. No, okay.
Why are you getting embarrassed?
Can't just be happy.
I ain't getting embarrassed though. You know that. You know these.
We also got a copy of the new song early, by the way, just so you know, they did send it to us.
Oh, for real?
Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Was that was about you? You know, I know you write songs about other people, but what was that inspiration? Ghetto Love Bird.
Sometimes, like, I'll put, like, things in a song that's about me, and then some of it, like, I, you know, put about other people. So, but that's definitely, like, with some of our situation, like, she from, like, one of the worst areas in our city, and I am too, like, you know what I'm saying? We both from the hood, we both from the, you know what I'm saying, the ghetto, and we just, you know, fell in love, went in, you know what I'm saying, made this whole life. So, I rap about, like, real situations, like, that's why I like my songs, like a lot of my songs, like you can still play to this day, because it's like they just be so real, like it just strike a chord in people. So I just try to keep like writing about them real situations that probably the normal person probably wouldn't think about it. Like when y'all know this, when nobody saying get on love before this song dropped, mm-hmm. when nobody saying like get on love, bird, you feel? But once this song dropped, like that's gonna be like the next thing, you feel me?
Yeah, everybody so. Hashtag get a love bird.
Yeah, you feel me? So
are you and Drake really doing this project together?
Man, I don't know. Like that was just something we talked about briefly, you know what I'm saying? I know he been like just tuned in with his album. I know it'd be great. Like we stay sending each other ideas and stuff like that. So I don't know. Like I'm hoping for it. I just know everybody, man, you know what I'm saying, asking about that. But I be sending them like every song like that I be recording, just you know, so just letting him know where I'm going with the music. Cause like, he very like inspirational, you feel me? Like to my craft. And, that's my boy, you feel me? Like that one little song that we did, it just set me up to like, I had like the same situation that I had on the table before I did the Drake feature. Like all those situations, I got those same situations on the table. They just 4 times bigger because of the, you know what I'm saying, a record that he did for free. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people like, oh, why he wasn't in the video? I was like, I don't, like, you know what I'm saying?
I got a feature.
Like,
I'm good,
yeah. He gave me his voice.
Stop looking at what people didn't do. Like, yeah. Stop looking at what people didn't do.
What
like,
he did was give me his voice. I don't need his
image. Period.
Okay. The voice
and
speaks.
We made, the video still got, 23 million views in a month. Like, you know
crazy.
What I'm saying?
Like, that's huge.
It's still, like, it's still what it is. So, like, and it's just number me in the video. So, it's like, I just appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, I'm cool with his team. Like, I'm real good with his team, too. So, it's definitely going to be more music. I don't know the whole project, but we definitely going to do more music.
Are you going to be on his album?
Oh, no. Like, for real, though, oh, no. I really don't, though. But I know, like, I'm getting a little personal, though. But I know, like, the contract that we signed, he could use it on his album. Like, he could use it on his album if he want to without even telling me. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. They probably try to surprise me. I don't know. But I feel like it'll be a good thing.
Yeah. What happened?
Drake said he done said too much.
The OVO, the sniper just came and snatched that plug out.
Drake was like, hey.
You're gone too far.
I'm not putting you on the album.
Hey, guys.
Is he back?
No, I was talking to y'all.
Oh, I think
he's back. He's coming back. He's coming back.
That was y'all.
No, it was you.
That was Drake.
I blamed us.
Nah, that was Drake.
We're still here.
That was the OVO sound.
Nah.
All right, so that's dope. Well, I hope you make it onto the album. I know you speak these things into the atmosphere. Is there anybody else you want to speak into the atmosphere like you did with that feature?
Come on, manifestation.
I really don't know. Like, that was kind of like my cap. I ain't gonna lie. I thought like I really was shooting a shot into the dark with that one. You know what I'm saying? I feel like anybody should. I feel like after that, anybody would be like kind of crazy to not want to work with me. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, talk that shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? People got, you know what I'm saying, Drake songs. That don't mean if some Drake songs came out like that people had features on like that, they ain't get as big as Your Mind still. So I feel like it was a lot because of like what I brought to the song too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like I do want to work with The Weeknd. I kind of want to work with like some artists in my lane, like, you know what I'm saying?
Can I ask about The Weeknd? What was that happened to his face? Remember? Like, what is...
I think that was for an interview.
Okay.
That was like you know, theatrical.
I think he'd be like switching like different characters.
I mean, not an interview, for a video shoot. That's what
he'd be switching different characters, man. Like, sometimes you got to do that. Like, people like want to... Like, people be want to see like different stuff. Like, a lot of people used to tell me that. They was like, man... Like, what? Like, it ain't nothing about you like that stand out, like, besides your music, you feel me? I just used to be like, man, I don't know what y'all want me to do, you feel me?
Dye your hair blonde.
Like, wear a purse.
They want you to dye your hair blonde. They want you to turn up like Goku.
But then I also feel like, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to do a gimmick just so that, you know what I get both sides of it. You don't want to do something that's not authentic, but you also want to make sure
you're catching the attention of your audience.
Because sometimes, like you were saying, people knew the music, but they didn't really know you. And so you have to make that connection between both.
Yeah. I feel like with the hair, though, that wasn't really like I was just influenced to do. It was just, I really was coming into 2021 was like, I care way too much what the internet thought in 2020. What can I do in 2021 that's just going to make me immune to everything? So let me just do something and catch all the heat from it. And that's just going to make me immune to the internet. Now, I really don't care like what I see on the internet and stuff no more. You know what I'm saying? That be about me. Like, I didn't like got through it. But not everybody saying they like it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you can get through that first week of people bashing you and people like, why you do that? Mm-hmm. Like, if you can get through that first week, you good. Because now everybody be like, you know what I'm saying? It look good on you. So you just got to get through that first week of people jank. You know, people gonna talk. You know what I'm saying? They gonna make fun of it. You know what I'm saying? But
they talking, but they listening.
Yeah, you feel me? But I liked it, though. It was something I did like to make blogs and all like that. I just really liked it. I feel like it's just some of my personal opinion.
Yeah, I think standing out is always just turning up who you are a few notches and going really hard for that, but not doing something that's not who you are. That's all.
Yeah, and I ain't never finna go there for. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, that's why I really never really too much been in the blogs like that. I never really did like, I ain't really never had no scandals, no, nothing crazy for real like that, you know what I'm saying? That's why I just make the music, you know, let the music speak for me, really.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Yeah. And we're really excited for everything that you have going on. I think it's really, really dope. Love your music. I love the feeling behind it, you know, because I think it's very appealing to women, too.
It's dope.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's what I do it for, really.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on, ghetto lovers.
He did not say hoes.
No, he said birds. That's what I do it for.
I know, though. Gigi said do it for the hoes.
I said do it for the hoes. You heard me. No. But hoes still winning, okay?
Okay.
Hoes need love, too.
Okay.
That's something I would have said in the song right now.
So, you know what I wanted to ask you about, too? You were on a song with Anne-Marie.
Oh, right? We love Anne-Marie. Yeah.
Well, she's had some things happen. Have you spoken to her at all?
I haven't spoken to Anne-Marie, she really like mentally like in another place right now. So I don't really think she's speaking to nobody, but you know what I'm saying? That's my girl. Like I send all my love and blessings out to her, like through this situation. And I'm pretty sure she'll be in contact with me like soon because ready. Like we like real like cool, like beyond like the music, you know what I'm saying? Like before she was even popping, like, you know what I'm saying? I was working with her. So yeah, I definitely want to talk.
We love her. We had her on the show a couple times.
We do.
Yeah, she did our lip service live in Chicago.
So lit.
Nah, for sure.
She definitely was about to fight somebody.
She was definitely, I didn't want to say anything, but she was about to fight somebody in the audience.
She said, who said that?
We had to stop her a couple times. I was like, sis, like, you doing good. You up here on the stage. They mad they not you. I was trying to give her all kind of motivation.
Right.
Nah, she definitely gangster now. She gangster.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about India Love in the video? What made you pick her?
I ain't pick her. The video team picked her. You know what I'm saying? We were just looking for somebody that was sociable, like good social media. That's why when y'all see Ghetto Love, y'all gonna see. Y'all gonna see. I'm good. Hey, I'm telling you, all the female influencers love me, bro. I'm talking about like. All of them like look.
God, you saw him look around. He looked around. He said,
"Anything I want him to do, bro? Like everybody like you want to do."
Whoa, really?
Anything?
Anything you want them to do, huh?
Man, y'all are crazy.
You said it. I'm just saying what you said.
Don't get this man in trouble.
Like, okay, but wait, was your girlfriend on set with the India Love video?
Oh, nuh-uh. She already knows.
Work is work.
Okay.
Yeah, work is work. It's cool though. Nah, she don't be on set. I can't have her on set. She would get on my nerves.
That's how you know you love somebody, when they get on your nerves.
Right. Okay. Period.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, so give us some more things that we need to look out for. So you already shot the video for Ghetto Lovebird?
No, I'm going to LA soon to shoot it, probably like another week. I got Ghetto Lovebirds dropping. Like, it's gonna be like a remix that's come like with another big artist.
Give
us a hint.
We're excited.
What did they name rhyme with?
Where they from?
if I tell y'all that, then y'all better know they from Philly though. But,
Meek. I'm from Philly.
That was too easy.
It's with me. I'm from Philly.
It's a lot of.
I'm from Philly. Gigi. It's me. I'm from Philly. It's me.
I got that single coming. Then I got. I think I'm gonna name the album "Ghetto Lovebird" too.
It's with Uzi.
Can you hear Uzi on that?
I don't know, because you just said Philly and you said it wasn't Meek, so I'm just naming other people. Like, yeah. he might sing with you.
It's a female. It's Tierra Whack.
Nah, okay. I'm just talking. I wanna let this song like be like a solo song, so people just know I can carry. Like I can carry it. You know what I'm saying? Like I just this kind of like a point prover song. You know what I'm saying? I probably eventually put somebody on it.
Okay. Nice. Well, we're waiting.
We had a good time with you on Lip Service, and thank you so much. We appreciate you, like I said, for just taking the time to chop it up with us and giving us some spoilers.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all then.
All right. We'll look forward to that song with Meek.
She's so crazy.
See you on Drake's album.